This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. The Texas Legislature's special session starts Tuesday. There are a few education-related items on Governor Greg Abbott's agenda that include school choice for special needs students. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick pushed for private school choice during the regular session, but the Texas House rejected it. Kit Lively is KERA's education director, and she joins me now to talk about the latest on school choice in Texas. Hey, Kit, thanks for stopping by.
Hi, Eric. Good to be here.
Let's start by defining school choice. What does it mean?
School choice is really any kind of policy that lets kids choose a school outside their home attendance zone, like magnets and even home schools. But the two that really get the most attention are charter schools and voucher programs, and that's because they kick up the most controversy and they're often confused with each other, but they really don't have much in common.
What's the difference?
Charter schools are public schools. That means they get regulated by the state. They get a break on some of those state regulations, but they must comply with the big ones like accountability requirements, which includes the STAR testing. They cannot charge tuition and they cannot have selective admissions. Vouchers, on the other hand, are for private schools. They provide state money to help families pay the tuition.
The term voucher-like program was used a lot this spring during the regular session of the Texas Legislature. What does that mean?
States have had what they call tuition vouchers, and they went to parents to use for the private school of their choice, and that can include religious schools. These have been around since the early 90s, and they're now used in about a dozen states, but vouchers encountered some pushback. During the legislative session this spring, there was a bill that had two variations on vouchers, and they're variations that have become popular in recent years.
So let's go through both of those variations.
Well, one would use state money to create what they call education savings accounts that families could tap into for tuition at accredited private schools. But, and this is unlike vouchers, they could also use the money for other costs, like online courses or tutoring or textbooks or transportation. The Senate version of the bill also included a different and somewhat complicated mechanism.
Okay, let's explain the complications here.
Well, it would create a scholarship program that would be funded by donations from certain businesses. And the state would then give the businesses tax credits. The state would still essentially be subsidizing private school tuition.
So what's the justification for using state money for private schools?
Well, kids may live in neighborhoods where the public school isn't that good. And advocates for school choice say they want to give all kids more options to attend better schools, and that includes private schools. But that ideal has several assumptions. It assumes a family chooses a private school that is better than the assigned public school, and that's not always the case. It also assumes that state subsidy is big enough to make tuition affordable for families. And it assumes the student meets the private school's entrance requirements and that the school has programs a student needs or wants. And one thing important here is that private schools would not have to participate in the program, and many probably wouldn't.
Remind us why school choice is such a hot-button issue.
One big knock on all choice programs is that they redirect motivated students and money away from neighborhood schools. Private school choice also comes under fire because the state doesn't regulate private schools. One issue that pops up for kids in special education, private schools don't have to offer special education programs, although some do.
Now, school choice has a lot of supporters. Why do they think it improves the education landscape?
Many people like that it brings a marketplace to public education. They say that leads to healthy innovation and competition, and that should nudge public schools to improve. But while competition does seem to be leading schools to try new programs, the jury's really still out on whether that's boosting quality.
What should families consider when they're choosing a school, whether that's public, private, or something else?
Well, the most important thing is to know that the best school for your kid depends on your kid. There's been a lot of research on charters and magnets and vouchers all compared to traditional public schools. And while there are some bright spots, particularly for charter schools, there really aren't any big generalizations that hold true for any type of school in all places. The most important thing is to visit the school and see for yourself.
Kit Lively is KERA's education director. Kit, thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric.